I pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much just being here to raise our voice and just praise you, Father. And when we review the past, we see the blessing upon us from you is just overwhelming. So we can confident in the present and look forward for the future. And we love you, Father. You're present in this room, you watch our service. So I pray that you would please with our worship service. Everything we do for your glory, Father. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. You would find out, can you put on the PowerPoint, please? You would find out most of the success from people, it depends on the mother, believe it or not. I remember when I'm studying about Thomas Edison. How many of you know or read about Thomas Edison? Oh, good, good. So we have the teacher here, know Thomas Edison. Okay, he's the one who invented the light bulb, electricity, all of that good stuff. He's the one who has more patents or invention than anybody else. And believe it or not, oh, we had a baby here. Let's go into the inn so we have a baby dedication, okay? I see Gloria and the baby, but I didn't see the baby, so I kept hesitate. But anyway, the mother is very, very important for the child, believe it or not. And go back to the story of Thomas Edison. When he was young, about like, you know, your age, sit right there. He, believe it or not, he's a slow learner. So one day the teacher gave him a piece of paper and said, go, you know, bring this paper back to your parents. So the boy didn't know anything, get the paper to the mother, and the mother read the piece of paper the teacher wrote to her. And she kept thinking, and the boy asked, what happened? What did the teacher say in the letter? And the mother said, the teacher said, you're so smart, so she cannot be able to teach you because you have to be in very, very special class. Okay? And the boy is so exciting because he's so smart. And from that point on, she very much homeschooled him. And the rest become the history, because you know he become very, very famous. He had more invention than anybody else in the world up to this point. And another person very, very famous in American history. How many of you know Abraham Lincoln? Oh, you better know. Come on, some of you going to take the SAT, ACT, some of you still in high school, you have to know Abraham Lincoln. What exactly do you know about Abraham Lincoln? Besides, he's a president of the United States. What is that? Huh? Yes, he's the tallest, but I know he's the tallest. But the most significant of Abraham Lincoln is what? He what? Huh? What? Yeah, the Civil War, but yeah. But what else? Come on. Some of you are still in high school. Huh? Come on, history. He's the one very much abolished slavery. Okay? Now you remember. Believe it or not, most of his learning about integrity, honesty, obedience, hard work, from his mom. So today is a Mother's Day. I'm going to talk to you about advice from the mother. Okay? It's not only for female, but also for the male too. Okay? From a different twisted up. Look at the Proverbs 31st. Chapter 31, verse 10 to 31. Why? It's just so critical to understand this. You would understand we live in the world today, especially in America, and the role of the woman become very, very important. From the survey just a couple years ago, they said 54% of the women, you know, go to work, have the income higher than the man. 54% income higher than the man. And you would find out a lot of men right now also help out at home. Okay? So when I read the statistics, the survey, I said, wait a minute, why it just so familiar to me? So it reminded me to go back and read Proverbs chapter 31. Because chapter 31, it reflects the role of the woman today. But reality is already wrote back like 3,000 years ago. Let's go one by one. On 31st, verse 30, charm is deceitful and beauty is a passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. And that's the whole principle of the sharing today. So advice from the mother. This is the king mother. She advised to the king. And the king is Lemuel. He's very, very wise because he received the teaching from his mom. He's a king of the kingdom of Massa. It's very much like in the north of Egypt today. And he tried to explain what exactly his mother teach him about how to find a wife. So not only the wife had to have high moral, take care of the family, but she also have the traits of characteristics. It's very much like the woman today. So I hope when we learn from the past about the woman, okay, and honor the woman in this room or the female in this room, you need to learn the lesson from the past so you know how you behave in the family and how you behave in the society, okay? And as a man in this room, you need to learn from the past so you would appreciate, you know, how God created the woman and what the role of the woman in your life and in the society. Okay, three things we learn from this passage. The marriage is God's plan, and we need to understand about what exactly her values and her blessing. The mom is really smart in this story. To opening, she said, who can find a virtuous wife? So what exactly is it when she makes this statement, this question, because she understands, she acknowledges this is the knowledge, God's plan for the marriage. So she knows it's all be natural for her son, it's mean her boy, to seeking a wife. That's natural. So when all the guy in this room, when you grow up, it's naturally for you to seek for a wife, because that's naturally. But it also revealed to her her understanding, okay, her understanding about in God's and in God's creation, okay, plan for creation. So what exactly she understand about God's creation from the beginning of time? She understand that when God created this world, everything is perfect except who? Except the man. Because, see, when God create, okay, tree is good, animal, he sees good, and then he create man. Initially, he think good, but he find out it's not good when it's just a man there. So the only imperfection things in God, in his God creation to be fixed is very much man. Okay, the reason we need to understand the lesson of creation, so each guy in this room, you understand there is the imperfection in you. What exactly is it need to be fixed? Okay, it's very much, if you go back in the Bible, Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, all creation was pronounced good, except Adam to be alone. So man to be alone is no good. Okay, from the creation, from the beginning of time. So that reason why to fix that, Eve was created from Adam's ribs to be his wife. We need to go back to the basics. But we also understand when God created Eve, She was not created from his head, the bone from his head. Because if he created Eve from the bone from, you know, his head, so it probably is mean, you know, to be over him. But he didn't do that. And the same thing, God created Eve not from the toe. Okay, from the bone of his feet. So it's not, so God created Eve, the wife, is not created so he can step on her. But she created from his side. Okay, better this side, okay? I always love the left side. Why I can say from the left side? That's my theory, okay? So don't quote me. Pastor Hongsen flipped the Bible, okay? The rib, but on the left side or the right side. But this is my argument like this. She was created from his left side, my argument, to be next to him, close to his heart. So she can be loved by him. That's my argument, okay? So that reason why when God created the woman, Eve, to add a man from his rib, so the woman, believe it or not, always longed to the love of her husband, the man. And that reason why when you study in the New Testament, okay, Paul, when he wrote the letter in the book of Galatians, he said like, man, love your wife. Okay, it's mean from the heart. So definitely she had to be created from his left side of the rib. Or else if over the right side, it would be love your lung. Okay, just breathing her in. No, so she always longing for the love of the man. It's mean her husband. And when God created Eve, you need to understand this, her values is inestimable. You cannot put the price on the woman because it's invaluable. The Proverbs, verse 31, chapter 31, verse 10 to 27. Okay, but in verse 10a, for her worth is far above rubies. Because in the language of the past, when they try to use something, it's values. They run out the words, so they had to use whatever available at that time. Something is valuable to men or the people at that time. Okay, so they use the word rubies. But remember, in plural, it's been a lot of rubies. Okay, so her value, not just one ruby. No, it's a lot of rubies. It means I cannot measure it. See, invaluable. See, inestimable about her value. So, guy, you in this room, you have to respect the woman because she is invaluable. You cannot put a price on the woman. Woman, you sit in this room, you need to understand your value, okay? You are inestimable. You are invaluable. You cannot put the price on your value, okay? And that's straight from God's word. So when you understand your value, nobody can put your value down. Nobody can push you down. Nobody can put the price on your value. Okay? You need to understand that because that's God teaching us about this. So from respect perspective, guy, you need to respect the woman. And if you have a girlfriend, respect your girlfriend. If you have a wife, respect your wife because she's invaluable. Okay, and secondly, see, irreplaceable from verse 11 to verse 27, if you have a chance to read it over. Because who can value the worth of the good woman? Because when you study, you say, you know, her love, her faithfulness, her labor, how can you put the price on that values of the woman, of the wife, or you know, the good woman God created for you. Because you cannot put the price on the love of the mother to her child, from the wife to the husband. You cannot put a value on that love. Okay, so that reason why when you study Thomas Edison, when you study about Abraham Lincoln, you study about D.L. Moody, you would find out the love of the mom is just so unbelievable, and we cannot put the dollars and cents into that. Okay? And consider her contribution as a homemaker. Okay? On the homemakers as a mother. And today, the woman, not only just a mom, she also a wife, and then she also work. Okay? So at home, she had to be a good mother. Okay? And then with the husband, she's a good wife. But also, when she go out there and work, she had to be the good worker. And later on, I will read the passage, how good she is. Okay? So hopefully, when you understand this, that your goal for the family, okay, for your husband, for your wife, and for your work society, you have to raise that standard, because that's the values God put into you. I want to quote a few things about how great contribution the mother has made. D.L. Moody, he said, "All that I am, I owe to my mother." Okay, Moody, he's a great evangelist in 19th century. People around the world know Eddie Moody, D.L. Moody. But he said, "All that I am, I owe to the mother." So hopefully, when you see your mom today, at least you can say, "I love you, Mom. Whatever I have, I owe to you." Abraham Lincoln, mother teach him about honesty and obedience. John Wesley, you know, he's like the founder of Methodist congregation. He very much give others the sunshine, but give Jesus the rest. He's talking about his mom. And actually, this is a statement from his mom. So the woman is very much irreplaceable because her character and integrity are without stain. She is a faithful. Oh, this is in Vietnamese. I forgot to. Character integrity are without a stain. Because she is a faithful, she dependable, compassionate, and loyal. She keep her home well. Okay? She put. She keep her home well. She keep building up her husband. Believe it or not, guys, this is the truth. If you want to be successful in business, okay, you need the support from your wife, because the wife partnership with you to help you, you know, out there in the world. So care for the children, build up her husband's reputation. In summary, what exactly the value of the woman. In the family, her husband trusts her, she loyal, she always build up her family, she keep her home well, she compassionate. It means she had a passion to the poor and the weak. And she also had the wisdom. When she communicate, she very, very wise. So children, listen to your mom. When you get to Father's Day, I will talk about listening to your dad. But today, okay, listen to your mom. And she always have some wisdom when she talk to you and give you advice. But again, in the society, oh, the Bible said she is a very, very good businesswoman. Listen to this. Okay? Okay? She get up while it is still dark. She provide food for her family and portion to her servant girl. She consider the field and buys it. Out of her earning, she plant the vineyard. She set out to her work vigorously. Her arm are strong of her task. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamps do not go out at night. In her hand, she hold the distaff and grab the spindle of her fingers. And she opened her arm for the poor and extend her hand to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. You see, talking about, she's a very, very good business woman too. She take care of family, take care of man, build him up when he feel low or depressed or whatever, she build him up. But she's a good business woman. At that moment in time from the past, remember the economy is very much agriculture. And here, this woman, from her earning, she buy the farm. Okay, she grow agriculture, the vineyard. Okay, and then do a buy and sell. And she not only that, she also produce a product. Okay, and she also manufacture clothing. Okay, she make the clothing and then she sell it. Not only that, if you listen, this is really good. Okay. And she speak with the wisdom and faithful instruction on her tongue. She watch over a fair household and does not eat the bread of idleness. She's not lazy. Her children arise con her. Her husband also praise her. Now I want to read another statement. Oh yeah, over here. Her husband is respected at the city gate where he take his seat among the elders of the land. Oh, she is a good diplomat. So she wise talk with the elders. Remember, way back, they used an elder system, for the government is controlled and managed, governed by the elders. And here, her husband have respect from the elder because of his wife. So she very, very good diplomat. Okay? So in summarize, the family, her husband trusts her, she loyal, always her, build up her husband, keep her home well, she compassionate to the poor, she have the wisdom when she talk, she's a good businesswoman in the society, she produce a product, agriculture products, she very much diplomat with the elders, she manufacturing clothing to sell, to take care of family. So some of you, if you say, hey, you know, I just want to be the housewife, that's fine. Do it perfectly when you're in the house. But again, God may set, and you have a home, and also out of the society, do it well, just like the woman get described 3,000 years ago. But man, remember this. This is straight from the Bible. So if your wife or your spouse, your wife, if she did well, proud her, support her, don't put her down, okay? Because this is the model of the woman God described in Proverbs chapter 31, from verse 10 to 27. Help her, support her to achieve whatever goal God set out to her. So, for today's language, for translation on that list, today's language, the woman besides to be the best wife and the mother in the home, she also have three other abilities or talents. Number one, she's organizational management leader. If you work in the business, okay, she's organization management leader. See a wise diplomat and see a very successful business woman. So God, if lady in this room, if God gives you all of this talent, all of this ability, go for it. Be as a best wife, best mother in the home, out in the society, be the best leader. Be a wise diplomat, be a successful businesswoman. Okay? But again, sometimes God gives you some talent, go for it. And have a guy support the woman to achieve whatever talent and ability God provides and gives in her. When you get to Father, that we talk more about man. Okay? Thirdly, her blessing. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. So what exactly her blessing when after everything done and over with, her children rise up, call her blessed. So make sure have a good relationship with your mom. Have a good open communication. Pray with her. Pray for her. Because your mom was blessed because of you. Her blessing and from her children. Okay? Another blessing, her husband prays her. Her husband also prays her. Okay? And the third blessing, she receives eternal rewards await for her. Because in verse 31, give her the fruit of her hands and let her own work praise her in the gates. Charm is deceitful and beautiful is passing, but the woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. So verse 30 and 31 is very much talking about eternity. So not only the children rise up and call her blessed, husband praise her, but she has blessed from the Lord forever, eternally. So I don't know, how about your mom? Okay, but you as a children, you praise for her. If the relationship between you and your mom kind of broken, reconcile it so your mom can be blessed. Okay, work it out, pray for her. Okay, and if your relationship between your mom and your dad is kind of like broken, pray for them. So someday the husband have to praise the wife, regardless. Pray for them. Okay? But the most important, make sure your parent or your mom believe in Jesus Christ to have everlasting life. So we know she will be in heaven someday, you know, when her time passed, and she would be eternally rewarded. So her blessing to refresh. Her children rise up, call her blessed. Her husband praises her, eternally awaits wait for her. So what exactly advice from the mom? All of you need to remember, the marriage is a God plan. And when the marriage is God plan, it's been between the man and the woman. It's not God's word said, okay? From the beginning of time. And man is normal to search for the wife, because when God created Eve from the ribs, okay, so man always try to find that missing rib, and the woman always longing for the man to love her so they can to become one. And always remember, guy need to understand the lady or the wife or the woman, her value inestimable, invaluable. So respect her. Don't put the price on the value of the woman. And girl, now make sure you understand your value. When God create you, your value is just unbelievable, invaluable, inestimable. So don't ever let anybody to push down your value, or you know, put the price on your value, or step on your value. Don't let it happen. Okay? So when you face the world with confidence, with ability and talent which God gave to you, and you also understand about your blessing, eventually most of you or all of you will have a family, have a husband, okay? The blessing from the children. Okay? Because this one will be for the Mother Day, will be for the girl here. Okay? And the praise from the husband and eternal blessing is also from God. Okay? Let us stand up so we can read this verse together. Okay. Read verse 31. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. gave her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much when your word today reminding us the role of the woman in the family, in the society. So I pray that we all understand the value of the woman, the value of the mothers in a family, in the church, and in the society. And all of this with the only purpose to glorify you, Father. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with all the folks in this room from now and forever. Amen.